Oscar De La Hoya, it's a real privilege to have you on Highland Radio, the home station of Jason Quigley. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And it really is a pleasure. And I'm really looking forward to Jason Quigley's next fight against Glenn Tapia, who is a very dangerous opponent. So we obviously are in his corner, and we believe in him 100%.
Jason's going to headline your first edition of Golden Boy Live Fight Night on ESPN. Was Jason a natural choice to take the top slot on Thursday night for you, Oscar?
Absolutely. Jason was a natural fit, not only because he's a real hard worker, a great competitor. He has a tremendous ability and skills. He's a perfect fit because he's in a division as well that is very popular in today's world of boxing. The middleweight division is a hot division, and we strongly believe that Jason Quigley can become a world champion by the end of the year, or if not, the first quarter of next year.
Yeah, so you obviously have big plans for Jason. Just before we look at those, Jason said he has evolved as a more universal fighter, and he's been progressing and improving throughout his 12-bout professional career to date, Oscar.
Exactly, and that's obviously, it comes with having a great team around him. We have chosen some wonderful opponents who will make him work, who will give him trouble, who will show him different styles inside the ring. Therefore, he can grow as a fighter and become a complete fighter. So this Thursday night on ESPN, facing Glenn Tapia, will be a tough test, but we strongly believe that that Jason Quigley has the necessary tools to come out victorious.
Yeah, and he also has a very good inner belief in himself. He's such a confident fighter as well, Oscar.
Well, it has a lot to do with his bloodline. He's a fighter. He's a fighter. He's a warrior. He's a champion, and we strongly feel that it's a matter of time that Jason Quigley becomes that world champion that he most desires. You know, Jason Quigley has a great amateur career, which obviously helps him in the pro ranks against professionals. So, you know, I believe we have the perfect package. And we're going to continue with Golden Boy Promotions to build a champion for you guys.
Yeah, and it's going to be a big year then in 2017. Over the course of the next 12 months, it's going to be as big as ever for Jason Quigley, and this is what he's really been working towards, so he has since he was a very young kid.
Exactly, and this is his year. We strongly believe that this can be his breakout year, and Jason Quigley, as long as he keeps on working hard, as long as he stays focused, as long as he stays hungry, there's no stopping Jason Quigley. The only person that can stop Jason Quigley is himself. Yeah. You know, I always tell fighters that that you're your worst enemy, but you can also be your best friend. As long as you train hard, as long as you do everything that you're told to do inside the ring and work as hard as you can, then you can achieve whatever you want to achieve.
Each test that has been presented to Jason has been a different challenge, but it's a different challenge this week because he's fighting for a professional title, the North American Boxing Federation middleweight belt. So it's a test for him in a different way. It's one you expect, I'm sure, they'll come through with flying colors, and Oscar.
Well, I mean, obviously this is a fight against a fighter who has experienced in Glenn Tapia. He's very hungry. Glenn Tapia is coming in to win, and so therefore Jason Quigley has elevated his game. He has trained very hard for this fight. He's focused, but that's exactly what every fight does to him. He grows as a fighter. He grows as a person, And so we strongly feel that this is Jason Quigley's breakout year, and I believe he can do big things in 2017 and beyond.
Yeah, does that include a trip to Europe and a possible fight back home in Ireland, Oscar?
Absolutely. My plan ever since we signed Jason Quigley has been to take him back to his hometown, to his countrymen, and as a world champion. So that time is getting close. And I promise you, as when he wins the world title, he will be defending it in his country in front of his people.
Well, that's something that we're all looking forward to, and we all have our fingers crossed that Jason can pull it off. You mentioned at the start of the interview, Oscar, how competitive the middleweight category is right across the world, not just with the American fighters, but and the European fighters as well. And Jason is steadily working his way up through those rankings. But this one now, if he wins on Thursday night, it'll elevate him up into the bigger fights.
Absolutely. I mean, the middleweight division is the hot division right now, and obviously you have the likes of Triple G and you know, the biggest star in boxing today, Canelo Alvarez. You have David Lemieux, who just came off a tremendous knockout against Stevenson. So this division is hot, and you know, for Jason Quigley, who's very young, who's learning, who's growing, who's getting stronger, who's getting faster. I believe he has his whole future ahead of him, very bright, and he can do big things. So obviously we have to take it one step at a time, one fight at a time, and make sure that he continues winning and stays hungry, and therefore he can be world champion for many years to come.
The excitement in America stateside seems to be building for the El Animal, and the local people have taken very well to him.
They have, and obviously it's a building process. You know, in boxing, you're as good as your last fight, and as long as you continue winning, as long as you continue impressing the fans, then they will support you 100%. So Jason Quigley has been doing that. He's been going out there and knocking out his opponents, winning fights in spectacular fashion. So Jason Quigley, he is on his way to doing big things. So I'm really, really proud of him. And, you know, we strongly feel that we have a special fighter in our hands.
Just finally then, on Jason Quigley, you expect him to put on a show on Thursday night against Tapia?
I do. Tapia has a great style for Jason Quigley to shine. You know, and I read somewhere where Jason Quigley was quoted saying that he will stand toe-to-toe with Glenn Tapia. He will fight him in the center of the ring. And I believe this will be his breakout fight. I believe this fight will be one where Jason Quigley can shine and move up the ladder towards that world title.
Oscar De La Hoya, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. It's been a privilege to have you on Highland Radio talking about Jason Quigley. We wish Jason's team and, of course, everybody at Golden Boy all the best on Thursday night.
Thank you very much, and hopefully we'll see you soon once Jason Quigley captures that world title. Thank you.